As we slide into our weekend, some chilly temperatures and strong winds this morning, that means you probably don't want to spend too much time outside in the garden, but there are some things you can be doing from the comfort of your couch. And joining us live is WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Now's a good time to grab those catalogs and start finding the stuff you want to put in next spring.
That's right. When you guys were talking about shopping, I thought you were talking about me. This is our prime time for gardeners to go through the seed catalogs and decide what varieties they're going to grow in this season's garden.
Is it cheaper to do it now than rather than waiting till the spring?
Oh, man, it is if you take advantage of some of these incentives offers. Gardens Alive, which is now selling a line of vegetables selected for their natural disease and pest resistance, including grafted tomatoes, which are the new rage, tomato varieties grafted onto a strong rootstock. They're taking $25 off any order of 50 or more.
Why are they the new rage?
People used to graft, farmers used to graft tomatoes. They used to find some stubborn old tomato that you didn't like the fruit, but the plant couldn't be killed, so they would literally cut the top off and attach the top of a different tomato to this really hefty rootstock. And tomatoes root so easily, they took, and there's been this legend about grafted tomatoes forever, and now they're making a comeback and entering the commercial trade. So if you have a variety that's delicious, but it's always getting, diseases, or it seems it's got more stink bugs on it, grafting it to this super strong rootstock from Krypton will give you the same tasting tomatoes, but make the plant healthier. And some people say it can double production.
All right. Good advice. WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.